this is Mike Coetzee of Light Opera Works, and I'm here today with the two stars of our production of The Merry Widow. We've got the widow herself, Stacey Tappan, and her dashing Count Donolo, Larry Adams. You guys have played these roles before, haven't you?
That is correct.
With yes. each other.
Yes. That is correct.
At Light Opera Works.
We are a monogamous widow. And
so you're back for 2014. What
That's right.
is Pontevedra in Love like the second time around?
Oh, it's always better the second time around, don't
absolutely.
You think, Stacey?
Yes, Larry. Since the characters actually have a past and are getting together the second time around, I think that we worked together on this show and are coming back brings an entirely new layer to our interpretation of it.
Absolutely.
I must say, you had wonderful chemistry back in, was that 2005?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was fun when we brought you back to do Kiss Me, Kate, particularly when Fred and Lily, one of the early scenes, say, well, we met doing a Viennese operetta together.
Yes, that's right. Oh, my God,
that
I forgot.
Is true.
Yeah, it was just a little bit of, yes, they did, didn't they?
There, again, is a play where the two characters have a past, broke up, and get back together.
Yeah.
Again. So clearly, Larry and I fall into those roles together.
Kiss Me, Kate was great because we were able to do even more physical stuff together.
Yeah.
It was fun, and you just get to know someone that you're really working hard.
Also, a nice contrast between Merry Widow and Kiss Me, Kate is the characters are a little bit reversed. In both cases, the man is kind of a ladies' man, the woman has a grudge, but in Kiss Me, Kate, she got to be a lot more nasty and more emotional and more out there. And in Merry Widow, she's clever, but she's a little more reserved, and Danilo is the wild one.
And the lady is, in many ways, much more in control of the situation. The fate of the nation depends on the lady's romantic choice, which gets us to the appeal of The Merry Widow. I mean, this is a popular entertainment for over 100 years. To my mind, it remains very fresh. It really doesn't seem dated.
I agree. I was actually talking to somebody last night about this. Operetta can get a little old, but this piece really works like a great musical comedy.
As long as there have been people falling in love, there have been people falling in love, breaking up, and getting back together again. People love that sort of story where you see people, in spite of themselves, falling back in love again.
Right.
Not only that, The Merry Widow is full of joy. Joie de vivre, joy in life. Every scene takes place at a different party. There's champagne. Everybody's in Paris and wants to take advantage of that. It's like Vegas, you know. You
sure.
go to Vegas and you're like, woo!
Yeah. What happens in Paris?
The Pontevedrians go to Paris and they're like, let's drink champagne, let's see the girls, let's go to the shows, let's have parties. It's that sort of abandon.
And of course that cuts both ways because there's a lady taking advantage of that. It used to be just a boys' game.
Right.
But now Hannah is holding all the cards.
Because she's a wealthy widow and she's got all of the money and none of the responsibility or attachment.
I often think of Widow as sort of a precursor to all those wonderful 30s Hollywood screwball comedies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the madcap heiresses who turn out not to be so madcap after all, but turn out to really be in control of the situation.
I'm certain that those comedies all have their roots in this style
absolutely, because it was the most popular theatrical property of its time. I mean, even 15, 20 years later, they made a silent film of it that was the biggest film of that year.
Absolutely.
Even without Lehar's music.
Yes.
It's been so influential and really kicked off the 20th century in a really good way.
Yeah. Well, what I like about it, too, is the fact that underneath all the frivolity is this serious love story, the difficulty that they have expressing that. So it gives it a certain depth as well. Mm. It's not just frivolous operetta.
There's two people that have a lot of trouble talking about their feelings. And if they would just sit down and have an honest conversation, you wouldn't have an operetta.
Yeah. Of course, there's this whole farcical element swirling around with the lost fan and the ambassador's wives all.
And I love the farce. It's so entertaining. Mm. That's what I mean about musical theater.
Right.
They are both really well-rounded characters. They are not caricatures. They have deep-seated feelings, deep-seated emotions. They act on them, not always for the better. They both make mistakes and they both forgive each other. It's quite an amazing journey. You mentioned also the farcical element.
Yeah.
And I have to say that this production in particular, because we're coming back to it again, we are discovering gold mines of comedy in this thing. It's so funny. We are cracking each other up in rehearsals. It's such a joy to work on.
And it will be a joy for us to celebrate your reunion. Thank you, Stacey Tappan and Larry Adams, stars of The Merry Widow at Light Opera Works, playing December 19th through and including New Year's Eve at Kahn Auditorium in Evanston. Thanks for listening.